Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritionist. He also manages a downtown store at 253 Broadway. Happens to be right across from City Hall and corner of Murray Street, just off the corner of Murray Street. And the Uptown store, our flagship store, is at 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street. And we hope you'll come and visit us. We love seeing meeting all our listeners. Okay, as promised, we will get to the phones immediately. And our first caller this second hour is Agatha from the Bronx. Hi, Agatha.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I'm joining your show. This is the first time I'm listening to you guys. You're the best.
Thank you. Welcome.
I have a question about the white tea.
White tea, okay.
Yeah, I listened to so many shows. Somebody said you cannot mix it with the milk. If you mix it with the milk, they lose the power of the white tea. Somebody said it's good to mix it with the milk. What do you think?
The main thing is the fact that it's tea, first of all. There's white tea, there's green tea,
and
there's black tea. Okay? White tea is... Did you ever taste white tea?
I have really chocolate cream with the white tea. That is from St. John's Laboratory.
Chocolate cream with the white tea.
Yeah.
All right. So white tea, you're not... The real tea drinkers, you just drink the tea itself. And black tea has a nice, robust flavor. Green tea...
Green
tea has a little bit of a grassy flavor.
Uh-huh.
And white tea has a very, very mild flavor. I don't like the flavor of white tea. Now,
white tea because of the virus.
The what?
I don't catch the cold when I use the white tea.
Really? Oh, okay, good. Then use the white tea. That's fine. You know. For me, it doesn't. That's not anything that I would expect would affect anything related to a cold. It could be that it's tea itself that's doing it, and maybe it is the white tea. Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
I think.
Yeah. So yeah, you could take white tea. If somebody told you don't take with milk, believe them. Don't take with milk. I don't think it matters. I like my tea without milk.
You like green tea or black tea? What do you like now?
My preference probably for taste is black tea.
Why? What is different from green tea to black tea?
Green tea has more... Green tea, you know, is...
I know what
it's,
is
it's part
tea,
of the. It's part of the way the tea is prepared. And most of the studies they've done with green tea shows that it has many, many good health benefits. Including cancer protection, it helps with stroke, it helps with blood pressure.
Weight loss.
It can help with weight loss.
I used green tea for 1 year.
Okay.
And after that, I start to use white tea for 3 months now.
Okay. No
but
problem.
But I don't know nothing about black tea.
Black tea is regular tea.
Oh.
Right. They're all the same species of tea.
Yeah, it's
all the same. Camellia sinensis is the name of the
plant.
The leaf, the plant.
Yeah.
And it appears that drinking any kind of tea probably will afford you certain health benefits.
Sure.
Any type of tea, whether it's white tea or green tea, which is slightly fermented, and then the black tea is very fermented and roasted maybe, and all of these contain bioflavonoids that or their benefit is attributed to the bioflavonoids in these teas that give you the health benefits. The one probably most studied is green tea.
Yeah.
The most studied of all the teas is the green tea. They may see bioflavonoids in the other teas, which may also give you some health benefits. But the tea that probably has the most studies is the EGCG in green tea.
Yeah. If you like white tea, no problem. You know,
okay,
that's fine.
Guys. Thank you. Have a
all
nice
right,
Agatha.
Happy
New Year.
Thank you too, Agatha. Next is Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about resveratrol.
Okay,
resveratrol.
Okay.
There seems to be two sources of resveratrol.
At least two
right.
good sources. Yeah,
there are probably others though. But
yeah.
Now, is it the same compound?
Resveratrol is resveratrol.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a book on Lyme disease. I forget the author, and he insists that. You use resveratrol from the knotweed, you know.
Yeah,
that's a more common source.
Yeah, that's the commercial source. Resveratrol gained popularity as part of what they call the French paradox. Resveratrol is present in grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they make wine, of course, it's there as well. And, you know, the French people drink a lot of wine and... even though they drink a lot of wine and they eat a lot of rich food, they don't have a high rate of heart disease. And they felt it was because of the resveratrol in the red wine is one of the contributing things. But in order to get it in commercial amounts, you get it from a plant which of the common name is a knotweed,
Japanese knotweed, yeah.
Right. Yeah, believe it or not, some of it is even grown in Brazil.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Polygonum cuspidatum,
yes,
I think,
like
is the genus and species. That's where most of the commercial resveratrol is gotten these days.
But one is just as good as the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's knotweed.
Could I ask a second question?
It is weed.
Yeah, we will have to charge you if he has two questions.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Barbara. Go ahead.
I had tests done for delayed food allergies and found out I was allergic to coffee and tea. Well, I drink one cup in the middle of the afternoon to sort of wake me up. And now I have nothing that I can use. I thought, well, maybe there's still somebody who puts out something with ephedra. Would ephedra do this?
Ephedra might do it if you could find it, sure.
Yeah, where?
But once again, it's not that's not the real key, wonderful use of ephedra. So, you know, you're using it. There are other things. There's something called guarana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Guarana. Guarana. It's available. We have it at Wilner's other, you know, few
what
companies.
What is it, tablets?
Yeah, capsule.
Yeah,
capsule.
But if you want to enjoy a beverage, there's something called yerba mate.
Spell that one.
Yerba mate.
Oh.
Either a hyphen or a
yerba mate, that's...
Yes.
You know, that's one.
People like to take it for energy, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's
mate is like
good.
An energy.
Yeah.
But it's a mild, you know, it gives you a mild buzz.
Yeah. And, you know, check it out. Try a little bit. Make sure you're not allergic to it as well.
Good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. Next we have, let me give you the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Got a couple open lines, those of you who had trouble getting through earlier. Okay, Ed from Spring Lake, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
I I'm live.
You're live. Yeah, I hope. Okay. It's not you're not recorded, right, Ed?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But if I have a second question that you'll charge, I'll pay it. My wife and I are old-time customers of yours. Actually, going back to the 39th Street store before you guys bought out Wilner's.
Yeah.
And not only he, but you guys have took it to a very top level.
Thank you, Ed.
Very professional. Your staff is, I'm amazing you don't have a turnover of help.
Very, very low, yeah.
Very low. Yes. Yeah. This is attributed to management, which is
that's right.
You and your partner.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Okay, I'm 76 years old, of surprisingly pretty good health, except July 4th, I went to the hospital emergency because of my knee. Make a long story short, they took x-rays. I went home, went to an orthopedic, MRI, need a left knee replacement, and a right knee needs arthroscopic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So being that I hate the knife so much, I went into the vitamins more so than I usually take. I haven't had pain in 2 months, not one twitch or pain at all.
Wonderful.
Just from supplements. Now, am I taking too much? And the second question is, can I cut, being that I'm getting results, should I cut down on some of these?
Well, we'd really have to know exactly what it is that you did, which we will do, you know, because certain things, you know, you may be able to cut down, certain things you might, you know, maybe you should cut down, and some you might need to stay where they are.
Okay, here's the list.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Have your list ready.
Yep.
We need to pause for a couple of commercials, but when we come back, you let us know what you did to preserve your knees, okay?
Right.
Okay. All right. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And, oh, I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all you'll get. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, the full lines of Natrol, Twin Lab, Health from the Sun, Bioforce, Kyolic, Nature's Herbs, and others are on sale from 25 to 30% off list price. And while you're there, be sure to pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. And you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. And Wilner is spelled with two L's. And you can, as I said, subscribe online.
Of course, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. And if you wait just a few moments, we'll get right back to your phone calls.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And you still there, Ed? Okay. So tell us about your vitamins.
Okay. I'm taking the current dosages since I've had this problem. EFA from Health from the Sun, 12 a day, spaced out. The Jarrow Hyaluronic Acid, 4. The Avoca, I know the company name, but...
Right, yeah. Nutramax.
You. Nutramax, here it is. Okay, 4 a day. Jarrow Glucosamine Chondroitin, 4 a day. Cosamine DS, 2 a day. Mm-hmm. And Zymoflel, 2 a day.
Zyma what?
Zymoflen. Feld.
Oh, Zyflamend.
Zyflamend.
Okay.
Stand corrected.
How many a day of the Zyflamend?
Two. One in the morning, one at night.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I would. Okay.
Along with the other vitamin D and.
How much D do you take, by the way?
D. I have your thing from Carlson, I believe, 2,000.
Okay.
Good.
Items,
okay.
And I take one in the morning, one at night.
It looks like. You're probably at the upper limit of the dosage that I would be at for some of these things. Glucosamine, you know, glucosamine chondroitin and the one from the Cosamine DS, they're really the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so you're getting, you know, so you're just, you know, try dropping off two of the glucosamine chondroitins.
It's okay. A little redundant.
Yeah, you're also getting, I believe you're also getting some more glucosamine from the Avoca. Okay, you're picking up, if you look at the label, you're getting more glucosamine there. All right?
Yeah, it's 1,500 milligrams. I've got the bottle in front of me.
It has what?
Three tablets contain 1,500.
Right.
Glucosamine. Yeah, but you're also getting glucosamine gotcha. From the other ones, too.
Right. Okay.
You know, so... I would try and cut down a little bit on those things. I would cut out two of the glucosamine chondroitins.
Is there a toxicity factor there?
No, but I don't want you to be, you know, overloading where you don't need to. You know.
Well, what's the downside of?
Well, you know, there may actually be no
downside. I'm not talking about money. Forget about money.
No, it's not. It's
cheaper than any
studies,
operation.
You're absolutely right. And forget about the cheapness. What about the risk of the operation?
Right.
you know, you have a risk right there. So that's
they don't have a 100% satisfaction.
No.
Well, listen, we're delighted though that you're getting some relief, and that you may have avoided surgery.
So far,
I think it's great.
If
keep doing what you do, just reduce it. Like I don't think it's necessary for all that glucosamine.
Okay.
You could add other things, perhaps, if you want.
Well, like
but,
what?
Well, I mean, right off the top of my head, but you're taking an awful lot. But there's a lot of stuff out there that can be like the Celadrin, perhaps, if you want. But
what was that?
Celadrin, which is an anti-inflammatory. The Flex Now is the shea butter, but it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job.
We hate to mess with.
I just bought two boxes of Flex Now from you folks. You have a special display in the.
Yeah.
So
you're taking Flex Now also.
Well, one in the morning, and that's it. You know.
Look, you created your own little regimen. It seems to work for you. Stick with it. Maybe cut out a little bit of the glucosamine.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Other than that, you're on the ball.
Hey, thanks an awful lot.
Okay.
I wish you guys continued success.
All right.
Same to you, Ed.
All right. Thanks again.
Bye.
You know, Arnie, we were talking in the first hour. A lady had called us up about the store. She had told her that Twin Lab doesn't make lutein 20 milligrams. And maybe it's the store she went to because.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know, Twin Lab, for some reason or another, labels their lutein 20,000 micrograms.
Oh, so maybe.
When they were looking for 20 milligram lutein, the Twin Lab website says 20,000 milligram lutein, and they do still make it.
All right. Let's talk to Sarah from Manhattan.
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon, and a happy upcoming New Year, first off.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, too, Sarah.
Thank you. I have two questions. The first one is actually about zeaxanthin and lutein, and I was wondering what you think are the relative benefits of each. One, you know, is one more important than the other?
No, they come together, they're found together in nature, and difficult to separate them, and there's no real need to separate them. Lutein is probably the more studied because it concentrates itself in the macula portion of the retina. And, you know.
Doesn't zeaxanthin do the same thing?
Sure.
It may, that's right.
Sure. But once again, the one that's more studied is the lutein. And zeaxanthin sort of comes along with it, so there's no reason to take lutein and make sure there's no zeaxanthin, or take zeaxanthin and make sure there's no lutein. You know, they come together, and that's great.
I've been looking at products, and most of them don't contain very much zeaxanthin. Do you know of something that a product that has a high amount of zeaxanthin? I mean,
no,
like
you don't want a
milk?
High amount of zeaxanthin.
Oh, why not?
Why yes? Why would you want more zeaxanthin? It's a milligram or 2 milligrams, and that's fine. Some things you need to take 20 milligrams of, and some things you need to take 2 milligrams of. And zeaxanthin is one of those that you need to take in low dose. You don't need more.
Yeah, no, I had heard the dosages between 2 and 4 milligrams, but most of the things I was looking at had maybe like, you know, a tenth or half a milligram of zeaxanthin in it.
I think some of the products that we sell, we mentioned, for example, a lutein product from Jarro. I think that one has at least 1 or 2 milligrams of lutein.
Oh.
Of zeaxanthin, excuse me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Next time I stop by the store, then
we'll go through and look, and we'll find a good one for you.
Yeah, I believe like Life Extension has one higher dose of zeaxanthin, but like you said,
it may not be necessary.
Okay, the second question, and this I've been trying to do some reading on it. I've been getting very confused, is CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's ubiquinone, and then there's
right.
something called ubiquinol.
Right.
And ubiquinol is supposed to be the active form that actually your body manufactures. And I was wondering if you could tell me about I'm just kind of confused about
okay,
how the two of them work together.
CoQ10 is called ubiquinone, and you are correct. When it's in its active form in the body, it's a reduced form of CoQ10. It's a reduced form of ubiquinone, and that is called ubiquinol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that is in a constant state of flux. The CoQ10 that you have in your body, is in the ubiquinol form, and it gets used up, and it gets converted to ubiquinone, and the body converts it back to ubiquinol. Okay, now, the problem comes in if the body has difficulty doing that. Hold on, and we'll continue answering your question after these messages. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Home Health and American Health, whose products, including Selegrin and Ester C, are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Decades of medical research demonstrate that free radicals in our body contribute to the aging process and cause a number of health problems. Antioxidants can neutralize these free radicals. You know about antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and the botanicals like grapeseed, green tea, pomegranate, pine bark, and others. Well, there is a new one available made from lychee extract, and it is actually more powerful than these. Quality of Life Labs has done years of research on this new antioxidant, oligonol. Lychee has been associated with good health in China for centuries, and studies support oligonol's benefit in combating many aging-related conditions. Research shows that oligonol improves the circulation and functions as a vasodilator, improves metabolic syndrome, improves skin, and helps combat fatigue. Oligonol, the super antioxidant from Quality of Life Labs, now available from Wilner Chemists.
All right, now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And problems continue on the Belt Parkway westbound side, Farmers Boulevard out to Cross Bay Boulevard, and then again, Knapp Street right on through to the Verrazano Bridge. There's an accident taking out a lane on the ramp to the Verrazano Bridge. Also in Manhattan, West Side Highway, starting to improve northbound side by 158th Street, side of an earlier crash. Southbound delay still from the 70s right on through to the 50s. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, Van Wyck southbound side, Jackie Robinson Parkway through to Atlantic Avenue, you've got some slow traffic. Westbound side of the LIE heavy, Van Wyck heading in towards Junction Boulevard, and on the Cross Bronx, look for delays, Rosedale Avenue to the GW Bridge on the westbound side. Now, the bridge itself is okay across the Hudson River. Lincoln Tunnel, a 40-minute wait into Manhattan, outbound side, a 10-minute delay. Holland Tunnel costs you 40 minutes in from the Turnpike approach, 30 from 1 to 9, outbound side, a 10-minute backup. This report is sponsored by Macy's at last. It's the Macy's after Christmas sale going on now. Find clearance savings of 50 to 75% throughout the store. That's the magic of Macy's. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity. Testimonials and promises. Sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C, just as Mother Nature intended? Well, nature's way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligram vitamin C in four caps and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer, joined by Sam Forbes. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and we're answering our listeners' questions. And we're talking to Sarah. And Sarah asked about the difference between ubiquinone, CoQ10, and a new form called ubiquinol, which is a reduced form of CoQ10. The bottom line, Sarah, is that if you take ubiquinol, the reduced form, you can get away taking less of the product than you would if you took ubiquinone. So, for example, the equivalent amount would be, if you took, let's say, 100 milligrams of ubiquinol, that might be the equivalent of taking about 300 milligrams or even more of CoQ10, ubiquinone.
Okay, I had heard that one of the things that I had read about the ubiquinol, the active form, was that if you added that to your CoQ10 mm-hmm. supplementation, that it was the only way to boost the amount of active ubiquinol in your body. That would change the ratio in a positive way of the ubiquinone to ubiquinol in your body?
No, I don't believe that. I don't think you need, you can, if you want to take CoQ10, ubiquinone, and ubiquinol, you can take them together.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem, but I don't think you need to take them together.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take the, look, ubiquinone, CoQ10 has been around for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not telling people to stop taking ubiquinone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody wants to get the best form of CoQ10, or if somebody has a problem which requires high doses of CoQ10, I would definitely suggest that they take ubiquinol or add ubiquinol to the CoQ10 they're already taking.
Right, because I was thinking about that for my parents because they're in their 80s, and you know, at that point, you know, one of the major causes for death is heart attack. So I really, you know, I'm really trying to improve their.
There's an excellent product by a company called Bluebonnet, which is mm-hmm. just as you said, a combination of ubiquinone and ubiquinol.
And what's it called?
Ubiquinone, ubiquinol, I think.
Oh, okay. The Bluebonnet product is called ubiquinol.
Yeah, I think so. I don't have the exact name, but I think it's 50 milligrams of CoQ10 and 50 of ubiquinol.
Oh, okay, because I've been using your Jarrow.
Jarrow makes the QH Absorb, mm-hmm. which is the ubiquinol, and they make the Q Absorb, which is the ubiquinone. And I know Bluebonnet also has the ubiquinol by itself and the CoQ10 by itself as well.
Okay. Well, the next time I come in, then I will ask you guys about that one as well. Thank you so much. You guys are always so helpful, and have a great new year.
You too, Sarah.
Bye.
And next we have Andrea calling from Monroe, Connecticut.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a healthy 52-year-old, and I've developed a nail and foot fungus, which has now spread to two of my fingernails, and I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take Lamisil. I know the doctor had put me on it. I took it for a couple of days because I don't like to take medication. I didn't feel that great on it. I don't know if it was psychological or whatever, but I was wondering if you have any suggestions, something I can take that's more natural.
Sure. Wilner's just picked up a new company called Tripod Labs. They make a series of, products that incorporate both natural and more orthodox type of treatments to things like nail fungus. And the product that they make for that is called, I think it's called Nilstat. Nailstat. And it's something that has to be applied couple times a day. The thing about it is with nail fungus is that you have to kind of stick with it. You can't expect it to go away. It takes a while for a whole new nail to grow out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait and continuously use the product until a whole new nail grows out.
Yeah.
If you stop and you think you've eradicated the fungus and there's still some fungus left, you'll get a whole new nail fungus problem all over again. So it may take anywhere from 6 months to a year for you to completely eradicate the fungus and for a whole new nail to grow out. So you have to kind of stick with it. There are other products that have, you know, things like tea tree oil added. And,
I tried that. Yeah, I've even tried the Vicks.
Right. Well, the thing is, like I say, you have to kind of be very, very steadfast in using the product regularly, and you can't quit.
I'm just a little concerned. I mean, can this turn into like a systemic type of problem? Because it has spread now. Fingernails.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you go to a dermatologist?
Yes, I did. Yes,
and what did he say?
He said that I needed to go on the Lamisil, and that was the only way I was going to get rid of it. And like I told you, I did. I took it for a couple of days, and I was concerned, you know, because there's a lot
Lamisil,
of
Lamisil. Look, Lamisil is heavy duty medication, can affect the liver, and it will definitely get rid of the fungus. But you know, at what other cost? The only alternative really is to try what Sam is suggesting.
Okay.
And if that seems to be working, you have to apply it a couple times a day. Make sure you get into the nail bed.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll be able to eradicate it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, usually you get a nail fungus on one nail, two nails. But
no, I've had this for a long time, and it was actually between my toes, and then it spread to my toenails.
Yeah, you may have more of a you know, something systemically, and who knows? You know, the doctor, you know, the dermatologist may be correct in your particular case, being it's you know, I mean, if you had come and started the nail stat perhaps soon after it started, you might have had better success. But who knows, maybe it will help. You just need to give it a try.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Andrea.
Bye-bye.
All right, next we have Dwayne calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, hi, you guys. I'm a long-time listener.
Hi, Dwayne. How you doing? Happy
New
Year.
Pretty good. Okay, is there any vitamin C still manufactured in the USA that Americans could purchase?
Absolutely.
Okay, I heard everything was manufactured in China, and if so, can you tell us what brands?
I don't know which brands use vitamin C that's manufactured in the United States. However, there is a company who's really a Swiss company, but they have manufacturing facilities here. It's called Hoffmann La Roche. And Hoffmann La Roche will manufacture or does manufacture ascorbic acid here in beautiful New Jersey. Nutley, New Jersey. So they do make vitamin C that in the United States. Merck used to make it as well. I don't think they still do. But Hoffmann La Roche definitely does, and you can get vitamin C that has not been made in or not been does not come from Japan.
Or China.
Oh, I'm sorry, Japan. China. What about Japan? Japan is a good source of nutrients. The Japanese are very, very thorough and careful and, whatever. If it comes from Japan, you can trust it. China obviously is another issue with a lot of things. I don't know that vitamin C falls in that category. You know, if you're talking about herbs that come from China, you know, then you have to look with, three or four eyes. But with vitamin C, they've been doing that a long time. So I don't think you need to be that concerned.
Okay, thanks for the comments.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dwayne. Next, we have Alfred calling from Kinnelon, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Alfred.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I have questions about Thyruta. I take one a day for quite a while. It makes my arteries very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
When I go for a blood test, they really have to hold them still or they miss the vein. The needle will go right around the vein.
How do you like that?
And also, I hear that it's the greatest thing for hardening of the arteries. Suggested dose are 2 tablets a day.
What's
for
your
a
question,
month.
Alfred?
Well, I just wanted to know what else do you know about it? I think it's similar to Lipitor, but I have no proof.
No. It's not similar to Lipitor. Lipitor is not at all. Lipitor lowers cholesterol. I don't know how effective Cyruda would be for lowering cholesterol. Okay. Cyruda does have benefits, as you pointed out, in helping with arteries and blood vessels and capillaries and stuff like that. So it would have a benefit. It's a natural product made by a company called Standard Process.
Oh, that's what I thought he was talking about.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, I think it's derived from buckwheat.
Yes, it is.
It's fine. Absolutely.
It comes in two forms, Cyruda and Cyruda Plus.
Yeah.
The plus has the stems.
Alfred, we don't need to have a commercial here.
Well, I just want to know what's the difference? Is one any better than the other?
I'm not familiar with the plus, actually, so I wouldn't be able to comment. But they're fine. They're good products. They're like I said, it's derived from buckwheat, and it has a concentration of rutin, and rutin is very, very good for helping blood vessels and capillaries and stuff like that.
That's what I was interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's fine.
The active ingredient.
If it's been helping you, stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for that call, Alfred.
Our family has been using this for almost a century.
Well, it's only been It's only been made since 1947, but I guess that's close enough. All right. Thanks, Alfred. Take care. All right. Guess it's time for another short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back after these messages.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
As a special incentive to try Healthy Curb, Wilner Chemists is offering Healthy Curb in either 90 or 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from the NT Factor folks at 30% discount.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer, Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all, vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
It's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Well, Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultrapotent C, zinc, selenium, oleanoic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. The plus in Andrographis Plus refers to amla, or Indian gooseberry, a rich source of vitamin C. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemists in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes. And you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And our next caller is Jerry from Manhattan.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if this is in your category, but dental adhesives. Have they done any studies as far as blocking of arteries or anything? You know, because that is, it has a stickiness to it. And I was wondering if effects...
I don't think the stickiness that makes it adhere to your gums has any effect on stickiness of platelets or stuff like that. It's a different type of stickiness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so enjoy the dental adhesive and
okay,
and what it does.
I just thought, because I put it in my mouth every day, so I was
no,
just wondering.
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
You wouldn't worry?
Okay,
no. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, Jerry. And next we have Lynn calling from Jackson, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I'm on a chemotherapy drug, and I've been told not to take any additional folic acid.
Okay.
Which kind of leaves me stuck with my B vitamins that I've been taking. I've been taking the bone density factors with boron and the homocysteine defense and multivitamin will have folic acid in them. Is there a product that you can get a multiple B vitamin without it?
You know, there may be, I think we're going to have to look through our own database at the store because there may be some companies that are aware of this.
I think Allergy Research used to make a product, a B without folic.
Yeah, we'd have to take a look into it at the store if you'd like and give us a call. But
What number would I call there?
Well, you can call the 800 number or the downtown, so you can call me. 1-800-633-1106.
Okay.
800-633-1106, and perhaps we'd be able to ask to speak to one of the nutritionists, and we'll be able to see if we can find something.
One other question. Is folinic acid the same as folic acid?
It's close enough.
Right.
It's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a slight alteration to the molecule, but it's the same idea.
I see. So, and individually, you had a previous caller that had asked about B12 individually.
B12 is fine for you. You're just not supposed to take folic acid. Usually, the chemotherapy drug, one of them is called methotrexate.
Right.
And methotrexate is a folic acid antagonist.
Okay.
So what you're doing is that
Leucovorin.
Yeah, well, that's another chemo drug, I think. But I don't think
that's like a enhancer to another drug. But it does say...
If you're not supposed to take folic acid, then what you're taking is one of the folic acid antagonists.
Okay.
Okay, so you just need to avoid it for the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
okay,
but the other B vitamins are okay, but I just have to take them
individually. Yeah, just folic acid.
Pardon?
It's just folic acid.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
All right. All right, next we have Shirley calling from Somerville, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to know if there's been any studies done on MK7 and its compatibility with Coumadin.
MK7 is a natural form of vitamin K.
Oh, it is.
Now, one of the things... Now, the reason that, Shirley is bringing this up is because vitamin K is sort of is antagonistic to Coumadin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or Coumadin is antagonistic to vitamin K,
yeah.
However you want to look at it.
Right.
If you would if you needed to take extra vitamin K, you're concerned because of your bones?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you probably should be. But and you take Coumadin as well?
Yes, I take Coumadin, yes.
The level of vitamin K in MK7 is very low.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so you may want to check with your doctor and ask how you deal with that particular thing.
That's difficult.
Why?
When you start talking, they'll say, oh, well, that's a holistic. We don't know anything about that.
Well, it's not holistic.
Vitamin K is
not holistic at all.
Well,
or you can find a different doctor who understands holistic.
I'll try again.
It's always a good thing.
Yes.
All righty.
I thank you very much.
Okay.
I mean, more research is showing that things like K2 is
very
important.
Very, 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 very frustrating, you know, for not just the people who call the show, but it's frustrating for me because, you know, doctors who don't, you know, people put their lives in, you know, that's what doctors do. And, you know, I guess it's their responsibility when things like this come up to learn about it.
Right.
Or to say, well, I don't know, but go to this guy. He'll help you or something. Anyway, thanks for calling, Shirley. And next we have Ellen from Spring Lake, New Jersey. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I have developed an arthritis in the first joint of my ring finger, and it's very painful and very swollen. And I'm starting to feel a little sort of the same kind of feelings in one of my joints in my thumb, and I'm wondering what I can do to sort of slow the progression of this.
Well, did you have you sought medical advice?
I have not. Not yet.
Might be a good idea because, you know, to have arthritis in one little joint of a finger is, you know, usually it's more widespread than that.
Oh, it's unusual to...
Yeah, I would say so. Usually it doesn't just... Maybe it's some damage you did to it early on, and it's, you know, just affecting that joint. So
yeah.
I would definitely go to, you know, an orthopedist, a rheumatologist, or your good internist and have him say what's going on.
Okay. In the meantime, is there any general sort of anti-inflammatory supplement that I could use?
Yes, a good anti-inflammatory is called FlexNow.
FlexNow.
Yes, it's a derivative of shea nut oil, and it's very, very good. You take three capsules a day.
Three capsules a day.
Three a day.
Okay, great. Is there just a general question? Is there any vitamin D involvement with arthritic type conditions at all? Because I think I'm probably low on vitamin D.
Well, if you're low on vitamin D, it's not a good thing because that's going to affect your bone health as well.
Okay.
So
there's a correlation of people who have rheumatoid type problems and low vitamin D. Don't know if taking vitamin D will help it, but certainly if you have low levels of D, it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring them up.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Okie dokie. Next, let's take Mike calling from his car in Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Mike, we don't have much time. Talk
okay,
quick.
Okay, question. Beta cystosterol and salt palmetto.
Right.
What is the difference between the two? There's an awful lot of advertisements about beta cystosterol.
Yeah. There's a company that sells promotes that a lot. Salt palmetto is one of the sources of beta cystosterol. Cystosterols come from are present in salt palmetto. Okay. I would take salt palmetto. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, there may be other factors in the salt palmetto that also benefit prostate health, so that we don't even know about yet. So one of the components of salt palmetto is the beta-cystosterol.
And there's other cystosterols there as well, and
right.
other fatty acids
right.
which are beneficial.
So take the salt palmetto. There's pretty decent studies on it. My personal experience with my customers find that when they take the salt palmetto, they get good results. Of course, some of them take beta-cystosterols, also get good results. So... It's
All
a
right.
tough one.
Both good things, Mike.
Both good.
Okay, thanks for calling.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative.
Happy New Year, Arnie.
Happy New Year, Sam, and Happy New Year to all of you. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for another great year and keeping the Wilner Window going and all of that stuff. And we will be back again next Sunday for our first show in 2008. Please stay tuned for the Heart Show with our friend Dr. Fred Benigni and his entourage. And as said, we'll be back again next Sunday. Have a wonderful New Year, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.